All right, let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
We didn't have anybody for citizens' comments, so obviously that gave us extra time to go through and review the accounts payable claims. As we all know, the second Monday of the month is when we always process the bulk of the claims, so certainly there's a lot of bills to look through there. So,
Board of Equalization meeting, Krista Correll, assessor there for that.
That's correct. Our very first item on the agenda was a Board of Equalization matter, so at that time I recessed the meeting and turned it over to Randy Dean, the BOE chairman. We had Krista Correll, Redwood County assessor, in on some overvalued, undervalued, and omitted properties. And really what this was dealing with was correcting boundaries. Over the last few years, there's been a dispute between a couple different parties on river that's adjacent to the river. They finally did reach a settlement on how these should be laid out and whose boundary lines are correctly assessed to the proper owners. So this is really some cleanup in regards to that. It's something we don't typically get dealing with on a regular basis, but it was an issue that needed to be resolved. It's been taken care of, and she can get it all cleaned up now.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and a budget hearing.
That's correct. We all know that ever since late July and all of August, all we've done is talk about budgets. So yesterday was a big day. We actually made everything official. And with that, we had to start off with an actual budget hearing at 9:30 a.m. This was in regards to listening to any comments that people might have had in regards to the proposed budget. We did not have anybody present for that budget hearing, as well as the second one, the special hearing, to set the final tax request. I will say I'm pretty pleased with how we were able to wrap up the budget and put everything in place. I know all taxing entities obviously have been looking at valuations, and over the past year, those did increase by 7%. But for Red Willow County, our actual property tax request was down about 1%, which is good. And in correlation to that, we were able to drop our levy by approximately 7%. So our new levy amount is going to be 0.3077. So it's always good when you can offset those valuation increases with reductions elsewhere. So we went through those two hearings, had nobody present for the comments, so we closed them out and proceeded with business. And the first item there was to decide on the increased base of restricted funds by an additional 1%. This is really a housekeeping matter that all taxing entities do each and every year. Obviously, it just allows you a little additional growth there if you would need it, but certainly that is just a procedure that is done annually there. Next was adopting several different resolutions then. The first one was 1466, and this was the official adoption of the 2022-2023 budget as presented. And I did just kind of touch on those numbers real quickly there. The second one was resolution number 1467. This was to set the final tax request at an amount different from the prior year. As I said, our actual property tax request was less than the prior year, which is a very positive thing. But our total operating expenses with all the budgets that were presented did go up by 6.7%. The next thing, resolution number 1468, this was a transfer designated for levy taxes from general fund to the road and bridge fund in the amount of $336,400. What this is, road and bridge is primarily funded through the highway allocation trust funds, which is your gas taxes that are paid throughout the year. And due to that, we have to offset that with a 25% match. So the amount of money that's coming in through the highway allocation funds have to be offset, and that's where the $336,000 plus comes in. The next resolution was 1469. This was designating 2022 levy taxes from general fund to self-insurance fund. That amount would be $981,833.53. And then the final one was resolution number 1470. Obviously, this one was a case in which this is how we did offset a lot of the increases there. And it was transferring $500,000 from the inheritance fund, $2,700, to the general fund, $0,100. And this is as only if needed there. Certainly over the last, well, over all the years that I've been involved in office there, we typically always budget a certain amount of inheritance funds to be transferred over to help offset any potential increases. This year is no different. The last couple of years, we have not had to utilize that, so hopefully this would be very similar case, and that would just allow that fund to continue to grow. So it was a very busy morning with budget work. We had Dan Miller in, our CPA that helps us with all the budget work, go through all the numbers and get everything put in place, and we should be good to go. Obviously, over the next few weeks, there will be a few other cleanup things, but very glad to have this wrapped up, and we're good to go for another year now. So,
next up, a visit Phil Lyons, Deputy County Attorney, executive session to discuss pending litigation and a tort claim?
That's correct. Phil Lyons, Deputy County Attorney, was in, and obviously at that point in time, we did have to have a motion to enter into executive session to discuss the potential pending litigation. Once we come out of executive session, we simply had a motion to table the claim and turn it over to the insurance carrier for their consideration. So it's in EMC's hands at this point in time to go through the process of resolving the issue here.
Sue Doak requests signatures on a resolution in support of a purchase at Red Willow Lake.
Yeah, this was a rather unique item to have on the agenda, but we all know, and I think we've followed this to a certain extent. I know a few years ago there was some issues down at Harry Strunk Lake at Cambridge there, and with the cabin area and the marina in general down there. Certainly since that time, things really haven't changed. There's still issues going on other than things have transferred a little bit. I know Sue started off yesterday with the simple fact that the Cody's and Doak's had purchased the marina back in 1998. And have ran it since then. Around the marina area, they do lease a trailer area and lots for campers. There's just short of 20 acres there, but there's been some issues with how this is supposed to be handled, and Sue's been working rather diligently trying to resolve the issues. They used to work through the Nebraska Game and Parks, and then Game and Parks would work with the Bureau of Reclamation. And now Game and Parks is backed out of the picture, so it's directly dealing with the Bureau of Reclamation. And there's some different options that have possibly been put on the table, but Sue said the best and most logical option would be to attempt to purchase that approximate 20 acres of land around the marina so that they could still manage the marina and still manage the area of the trailer park there. And they're working very closely with Good Life Marina over at Trenton to help put all this together. And what it does, it's going to require some federal legislation to even make it possible to purchase this land. And with that, they are going around and asking not only Red Willow County, they're going to be going to Frontier County, they're going to be going to all the different villages, really covering a wide area here to get signatures in support of allowing this to possibly reach the point where legislation could take place in which this could possibly happen. What it would require if they did establish this, the feds then would come out and appraise that property and give them a price for what they think the approximate 20 acres would be worth, and see if the deal could be closed. But certainly there's a lot of legwork that's going to have to go into this moving forward, and hopefully for everybody's sake, this can be addressed in this manner so that we can still maintain what is around our area lakes and what people have had to enjoy for many, many years. So we'll see where it goes, but certainly Red Willow County did support this, and I hope everybody else out there does also.
Consent agenda had a couple of items there as well.
That's correct. First item is approved minutes from previous Board of Commissioners meeting. Obviously, we do that each and every week. The second item was approve accounts payable claims. I related to that early on. The grand total here was $423,421.66. The big item there, the ticket item there, was it was the time of year when we had to pay the Hillcrest Nursing Home bonds, so that amount was $140,413. So obviously you can see that that took up a good share of those claims. The next item was authorizing chairman's signature on Homeland Security cyber scan agreements. And then the final item was a surplus Casera copy fax machine for the veteran service officer. He's needing to dispose of that, so we had to declare it surplus property. Moving on, we had a couple correspondence items. Kevin Petros from Miller & Associates. We'd had some bridges that need some reviews done. He'd looked at one on Road 378 southwest of McCook. It's just off of Road 714 and Drive 715. And it's a case where this bridge is in very dire need of repairs, so it was a recommendation to go ahead and close that road at this time. It is certainly just a minimum maintenance road, but still utilized by farm traffic and air gators quite heavily there, so an issue that we'll be dealing with moving forward. And then the second item there is City of McCook had notice of some public hearings. I know the Planning Commission was meeting last night on these, and then it goes to the City Council next Monday, September 19th. And then finally, wrapping it up, we had some reports, District Court Clerk's report, Clerk's monthly revenue reports, and then the Sheriff's monthly revenue report, which Sheriff is all his paper services for the past month there. So pretty busy morning, but certainly a very positive one in the fact that we were able to wrap up the budget anyway.
Done a deal. Right before the deadline was what on the budget?
Actually, with the changes with the postcard law, LB 644, that took place just in this year, they extended that deadline to September 30th instead of the original September 20th. So we had plenty of time to do it, but it's still always better to be ahead instead of behind.
Exactly right. Two more meetings coming up for the month of September.
Yep, we got two more to go, and hopefully things will start slowing down a little bit. I know it's been a pretty busy last couple months, but I guess now it's a matter of whether you're going to go apply for a new job, Rich, or not. Means there's the turmoil in Nebraska again.
So. I was wondering, what are you talking? Oh, I know what you're talking about now. No, absolutely not.
I'm the same way.
Not happening here. But boy, that surprised me on Sunday when I heard about that one. No way.
Yeah, it kind of took place in a little different manner than I expected there, yep. But certainly, yeah, we grow to be very impatient, don't we? So.
Would it be any surprise at all to anybody if Nebraska came out and whooped up on Oklahoma this weekend?
That would be fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. After all that going on, they come out and at home, and they win the game. Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
We can only hope.
We will hope. You bet.
Again, and we can hope for more rain, too.
That we've been hoping for that every time we talk. You and I talk on Tuesday mornings, dang it. But should have got more rain on Saturday. We should have got a lot more, but it didn't happen.
Well, at least there was a little bit. Anyway,
yeah, so. Exactly right. County commissioners meeting every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the courthouse, and public invited to come on by and sit in.
That's correct. We certainly welcome people to just come in, watch us take care of business, but... we're always there, willing to listen to your comments if you need to address the board about any issues that you have. So.